Welcome, welcome all of you. Glad you are with us. Take hands, no need to be blue. Welcome to you. Welcome once again to ESPTV, yet another installment. You know, as we walk down life's lonesome highway, it's nice to know there are a few constants. Aging, death, and of course this glorious celebration of life we call ESPTV. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce our first act tonight. Local Boys Done Well, Greenpoint's own Grasshopper. Grasshopper, everyone. Grasshopper, everybody, Grasshopper. Grasshopper. Would you boys like to introduce yourselves to everybody out here in ESP TV land?
I'm Jesse DeRosa.
Jesse DeRosa.
I'm Josh Milrod.
And Josh.
Milrod.
Now let me ask you guys, Grasshopper, the name evokes so much. Do you guys feel any particular kinship in your work or your music to the insect after which you're named?
Sure.
Could you elucidate it at all or expand upon this idea?
I think it's as it stands, it's a very kind of, the name, you really can't tell what it's about. It means a number of different things too, that we kind of all...
There's a lot of David Carradine in there.
Sure, yeah.
It's pretty rad stuff. We also like kind of just sat around a table, and Grasshopper was originally a quartet with, I was on keys, Jesse was, he was ripping on guitar. There's a flautist who played through delay, and there's a drummer. And we just sat around a table and we're like, what's a good name? And like, Grasshopper was better than like Roberta, which is our friend's mom's name.
Sure.
I think that's how they got Pearl Jam, right? It was one of their moms made the Pearl Jam. So you guys see yourselves as sort of like a kung fu disciple to the masters, other masters of the world of drone music and stuff like that. Is that accurate? Like you're just beginning to travel along the path and learn how to take the stones out of the hands of...
Always evolving, always incorporating what we see.
Sure, yeah. Did you guys observe Carradine's death in any particular way, or?
Whose death?
David Carradine.
Oh, David Carradine. I don't think I did. I was like pretty young. I didn't like it until way later.
Right.
Sure. Auto asphyxiation, everybody. We're here, we're coming to you live right now from Roulette's Experimental Love Festival. One last question on the topic of experimental love. Would either of you ever let yourselves be beat by Chris Brown?
I don't know. You can take that one.
No, absolutely not.
Right. Grasshopper's not with it, everybody. Thank you. We'll be right back. PSPTV.